Hi there, Miss Anderson.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Anderson. My name is Lupa, speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling your regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit inquiry. How are you doing today, Miss Anderson?
I'm doing fine on yourself.
I'm doing fine as well. Thanks for asking. Did you already get some assistance with an attorney to help you file a claim, Miss Anderson?
No.
No worries. And then, were you ever diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, would you like to
Thank
see if
you.
you meet the criteria? Yeah. And then, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah.
No worries. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
No.
All right. So you are willing to affirm, correct?
Excuse me.
Oh no. So you are willing to affirm you haven't signed any documents, correct? You haven't signed
No, I
any.
haven't signed any documents.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So that would be a yes. You are willing to affirm. Thank you for confirming that. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself. That is correct.
That is correct. And what is the name of this law firm again?
Yeah. So we work with two mass tort group law firms, which is Byrne. Let's see here. We work with Ben Martin and Vigna, but at the end of the intake is what's going to let me know what law firm is going to be representing you.
Okay.
Yeah, but we work with two mass tort group law firms. They're not a class action. They're a mass tort group. So they work with cases individually and not with a lot of cases at once.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah, I'm a citizen.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then, like I said before, I'm really sorry you were diagnosed with the meningioma. But do you recall, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain, I see. And then what would be the date of the diagnosis?
It was in the date. It was in December.
December.
December of 2010.
2010.
December of 2015. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know it's a while ago, so it's okay. And then the
Yeah.
attorneys will be pulling up all your medical records, so it should be great. It's just an estimation. So December of 2015, do you have an estimation of the day in December of 2015? Or the first of that month should be okay.
No, I think it was not for my sister's
Take your
birthday, the
time.
13th.
The
It was
13th.
after the, it was the 13th.
Okay, thank you for that. So you said December 13 of 2015.
Yeah.
Alrighty, thank you for confirming that. And then what would be your date of birth?
April 12, 1969.
So you said April 3rd, 1969?
No, April 12,
Oh, 12.
1969. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Everything was correct except for the day. So I got April 12, 1969. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And I apologize for confusing
No
the day there.
problem.
All right, so April 12, 1969. All right, and then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by the Depo Provera?
I have a cousin
Okay.
that was taking the same symptoms.
All righty, no worries. So I'm gonna put down here cousin. Do you by any chance have the phone number of that cousin?
I have to call her because sometimes her numbers she changes. It's a new year, maybe she changed her number
That makes
already.
sense. That makes sense. I have a relative that does the same. That makes
Yeah.
sense. It's okay. Can I have the so I'm gonna put cousin, but I'm gonna put down just their first name and then their initial of their last name. Can I just have the spelling of their first name?
Shauna.
Shauna. And then how?
Shauna.
Righty. All right, and then you said that was Shauna, right?
Yes.
Is that spelled Shawyana?
N-A. Shawna.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. And then what would it be their initial of their last name? Just the initial.
B. B.
D as in dog?
B. B as in ball.
Oh, thank you for that. And I apologize again. So I got Shauna.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. And I got Shauna V, and then that would be your cousin. Thank you for that. I'm gonna put Depple user as well. Depple user. Alrighty. And then did you consume use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Did I do what?
Did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's asking here, which injectable did you use? Was it just Depo Provera? Do you recall it being Depo Sub-Q Provera? Or did you recall taking a generic version? Was it just Depo Provera?
The brand name, you need the brand name for it. It was what, Pfizer or something like that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know it's Pfizer. No, it's just asking
Yeah.
which injectable did you use? Do you recall it just being Depo Provera?
Yes, it is just a
Okay.
little bit.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, it was just part of the intake, so I apologize. And then you don't ever recall taking the generic version, correct?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, I started taking it out. Yes, around 1 year, more than 1 year.
More than 1 year. Okay, I see. No worries. And we're gonna get to that question in a bit on when you started and when you stopped. But the next question here is, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you for confirming that. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? So did you use Depo Provera anytime after 1992?
After 1992, yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then all right, so now we're going to start off with your usage dates. First we're going to start off when you first started using Depo, okay? We'll start off with the year when you first started using Depo, okay?
Okay, 2010.
2010 was a year. And then do you recall the month? These are just estimations, okay?
In September.
September, okay. September. And then do you recall the day, or is it best to just put the 1st of September of 2010?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then when do you recall the year when you first stopped using Depo?
2015.
2015. Okay. And then do you recall the month?
November.
November. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so November. And then do you want me to put the 1st of November 2015 as well?
Yes, you could.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna fill this up here for you. So you said starting September 1st, 2010. And then stopped November 1st, 2015. Thank you. Alrighty. And then for the recorded line, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I apologize. We are required to ask for the recorded line.
Fine,
And then
fine, fine.
thank you. And then what would be your marital status? Would it be single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Single? Okay, thank you for that. And then I have the spelling of your first name here as ANNMARIE, Anne Marie.
Sorry.
Thank
Yes.
you for that. And then your last name, I have spelled Anderson as ANDERSON. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. I'm just going to fill that out here for you. All right, and then do you have a middle name, initial I could put down here for you?
R.
R as in Robert. Okay, so R. And then is there any suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third?
No.
Oh, no worries. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number? And you could always just provide me with the last four.
1636.
All right, and then can you say that again? I'm sorry.
1636.
All right, and then I got 1636. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I have for your primary email, I'm gonna just spell it out here, just confirm if it's correct. I have ANNMARIE, ANDERSON, the number 6, the number 9 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And then for primary phone number, I have 786-356-4047. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then is this a mobile phone number for the primary
Yes.
phone number? Thank you for that. And then what's basically what's going to happen now, we're almost done here with the intake. After I hit the submit button, it's going to send over some documents that require some signatures. It shouldn't take too long. After you sign those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference for you when the attorneys reach out to you? And it only lets me choose one. Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Email.
Email works for you? Okay. And
Yes.
then what's the best time of day for you to expect that email? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning,
Okay.
best for you. Okay. And then can you please provide me with your home address, please?
8720 Cypress,
Cypress.
CYPRESS, Walk Court.
Can you say that one more time after Cypress?
Walk.
Wall, like
Okay.
WAL.
Walk.
Oh,
WALK. Walk.
walk.
Yes. Course.
Is that in Florida?
Tomorrow. Yes.
All right, I
Tomorrow,
found it.
Florida.
Tomorrow, yeah, I
Okay.
found it here. Thank you so much for that. I found it here. 8720 Cypress Walk Court. I can't pronounce it, but it's TAMARCA to mark. And then the
Tomorrow.
Tamarack. Thank you for that. And then for the
You're
county,
welcome.
thank you. Yeah. And then for the county, I got Broward,
Yes.
county, and then the state,
Yes.
Florida, of course. And then the zip code, I
Yes.
got 33321. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then is there an apartment number or letter or
No,
unit number? Oh, it's a
no,
house.
no.
Okay.
It's all.
It's okay. Thank you for confirming that. So it's a house, so there's nothing after that. Okay. And then was the depo provera administrated by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
By a doctor.
By a doctor. Okay, thank you for that. And then I can help you answer this question as well. It's asking how many times was the injured party injected with the product? So you used it in 2010 to 2015. That's 5 years. And every year you would get it, because you confirmed you did it 4 times in a year. Would you do it like 4 times every year for those 5 years consecutively?
Yeah, 1 2
Okay.
3 months, yeah.
I see. So, okay. I see. So 4 times 5, that would equal to 20. So the best of your knowledge, would you say you would accumulate to 20 injections in total?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And it's just an estimation, so thank you for that. So that would be 20 injections. And then what is the name of the doctor who administrated the depo provera? Do you remember the doctor's name?
Dr. Joseph.
Let me put that down here. Doctor Joseph. And then do you recall Dr. Joseph's last name?
Pearson. Dr. Joseph Pearson.
Pearson. And alrighty, let me find him here. And then he's in Florida. Let's see. Pearson, like Pearson. Pearson.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think I found him here. Looking him up. Yeah, he came up right here, right away. MD Plantation, Joseph Pearson, MD. He's a gynecology. Let's see. Bear with me here. I apologize. I'm just looking him up here for you.
Okay.
Because he does come up here. He's a gynecologist. I'm just trying to see if it shows locations so it can help me. Oh yeah, locations. His locations are in Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, and Sylvester. Yeah, is that where you saw him, or is that just his office where he's at?
No, that's not where I saw him. I saw him at Jackson Memorial.
And what
Yeah,
memorial? I'm sorry.
it's basically the same. It's in the same place. Yes, that's where. Sylvester, you said Sylvester Center, right?
Yeah, let me see. Let me click on that again. I'm sorry. Yeah, I even have the address, so I can say the address so it see if it rings a bell. Is it in 1475 Northwest 12th Avenue, Miami, Florida? Perfect.
Yes,
Yep, we found it.
3216, yeah.
Oh yeah, and you even have the zip code for me, and you said that zip code was 33136.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you for that. I found them right here. All right, and I even have the address because the next question was the name of the facility where it was administrated, but I already have it here. It was at Sylvester, and I have the address as well. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
The facility, got the address as well. Alrighty, and then I got the phone number as well. Alrighty. Then the next question here is just your prescribing doctor. It can be for any medication for who would be your prescribing doctor?
You mean for the depot shot?
No, this is just in general. When you pick up your medication, who prescribes you your medication? Like, who's your prescribing doctor?
Dr. Ali, you mean my doctor now?
Yeah, it's your primary doctor, huh?
Oh, Dr. Ali.
Javi, how do you spell his name, his first name? Sorry.
Oh, it's so.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize.
Oh,
We're almost done here, I promise you. I'm sorry. If not, where's the facility where he's at? I don't necessarily need his name. I could just put down the facility where he's at.
you
Do you
mean
know where
my
he's at?
primary care? No.
Yeah, like where who you pick up your prescribing doc. It would just be your prescribing doctor name, but I can just have the facility where you see him at. Who would it be? Who prescribes you medication?
It's not a facility. I'm going to tell you his name.
Okay. And take your time. I don't want to rush you, okay? So don't feel like I'm rushing. I apologize.
It's okay. His name is spelled Akkil.
Aki, okay, Aki in Florida. I think you, Ali. After it's Ali, right? Aki Ali. Perfect.
Yes.
He came up right away. And he'll, let me see here. He'll come up. Prescribing facility. Alrighty. I found him right here. Just trying to see his location.
Can you
All
hold a
right.
minute for me, please?
Yeah, take your time.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
No, you're
Yes.
fine. You're fine. And then the facility where you see Ali, is it at Broward Health Medical or is it at Florida Medical Center or is it at
Yes.
It's Broward?
Yes, it's
Okay.
abroad.
And then the address I have is 1600 South Andrews Avenue, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And I apologize for asking all these questions. I promise we're almost done here on the
Could you
intake.
repeat the address again? Please, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I said I
Okay.
apologize for asking all these questions. I know it's a lot of
Oh,
questions
okay.
that need to be asked, but we're almost done here.
No problem.
Phone number, got the phone number here. And then for the pharmacy name where you pick up your medication, do you go to like a CVS, a Walgreens, a Walmart?
TVS.
CVS. And then what's it? Do you remember the street address where that CVS is located? I can help you find that address.
It's on Atlantic Avenue
Atlantic
and
Avenue. That should be
Jefferson
good.
Avenue.
I'll find it right here. Atlantic Avenue in Florida. It should be come up right away.
Or maybe it's Jago. It's between Atlantic and Jago.
Let me see here. Yeah, because there's plenty of ones that come up.
I
Is
have the
it?
ad I have I am I'm going to tell you the address in a minute.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. I was gonna tell you one right here I found. It's at 4970 West Atlantic Avenue, Delray Beach, Florida. But I'll wait for you. Yeah, there's no rush here.
Could you repeat the address for me?
Yeah, the address
One
I found here,
more.
there's different ones here, but I found 4970 West Atlantic Avenue, Delray Beach, Florida 33445. No.
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
I think I see the numbers. No, it's It's 6464. I can't see the last number, West Atlantic Avenue.
So you said it's 6-4.
Yeah.
Is it just 6-4 Atlantic Avenue, or is
Six,
it?
six four six four five six. I'm not sure. We can only see the address on there.
Okay. That's it. Let's see here.
It's 6464 West Atlantic, Delray Beach.
Oh, you found it. Okay, so it's 6-4. You said it's 6-4 what?
6464. That's what I'm seeing the number because they have the thing cover over.
Oh,
They
okay.
look.
6464 West Atlantic Avenue, Delray Beach.
Yeah, did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
6464 West Atlantic Avenue, Delray Beach, Florida 33484. I found it. Thank you so much for
Yeah.
that. Apologize for all that. Alrighty, found it. Put the address here. Alrighty, I got the phone number here for you as well. Alrighty. And then, what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then, who would be the diagnosing doctor name? Would that be, I remember you telling me earlier.
The doctor that diagnosed me was Anthony All.
So it wasn't Joseph. Okay. You remember the doctor diagnosed you with
Joseph
six.
is the gynecologist.
Okay.
Gynecologist.
I see. Thank you for that. And then you said the doctor diagnosed you. What was his first name?
Anthony All.
Oh, Anthony.
His first name is Anthony, last name is All.
All like ALL.
HALL.
It's not coming up. You said the last name was AHAL.
H A L L.
Oh, Hall. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Doc.
Maybe it's just me the way I pronounce.
No, it's okay. Let me see if J Hall. Okay, yeah. I think I found him here. Neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
I see it. Dr. Anthony J Hall. Yeah, I found him right here. Thank you for that. Alrighty, and he's a. I'm gonna put neurosurgeon because it's asking for a specialty. He's a neurosurgeon. Alrighty, and then do you recall the facility where he diagnosed you, like the hospital?
Jupiter Medical. It's a Jupiter Medical.
Jupiter Medical. How do you spell the first the how do you spell the hospital?
JUPITER.
You said that was Jupiter Medical Center? And 12110 South Old Dixie Highway, Jupiter, Florida, 33.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I found it. Is he the same doctor who died who treated you?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. So I'm gonna fill that out as well. All right. Facility address, I have it right here. The phone number right here. All righty. And then, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Did you like receive any surgery, any pain medication, any chemotherapy?
Yeah, I received some radiation therapy.
Okay, thank you for that. Radiation. Radiation therapy. And then I'm gonna fill this portion out. It's asking for your treating doctor, but it's Anthony J. Hall. So let me fill that out for you, okay? Bear with me
Okay.
here. Jupiter Medical Center. Alrighty. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then was this like a couple of days after you were diagnosed that you were hospitalized?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were diagnosed in December 13 of 2015. Were you hospitalized like a couple of days after that? Would it be like this December like 16, 17 and you're hospitalized, or what day would you say?
Yeah, a couple of days after.
Couple days after?
Couple of
Okay.
days. Let me see. Sorry. Let me
You're
see.
fine.
Maybe
And
four
these are
days
maybe
after.
4 days after?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna put
The
12/17 of
20, I think
2015.
the 20. I think it
17.
was around the 20. The 19th or the 20th. The
The 19th or
20th.
the 20th? Okay, the 20th
Yeah.
sounds more okay. No worries. I'll put the 20th since it sounds more of 2015. Okay. So I put 12/20/2015. All right, and then that should be it. Two more questions, I believe. Yeah. All righty. All right, and then do you have a copy of the medical records?
No,
The that's the most important question here. If you know those medical records exist.
no, I don't know.
Well, you should. Do you know they exist in the hospital when they diagnose? Because they
Yes,
did. They,
yes,
so okay. So you do know they exist
yes,
at the hospital.
yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, that's all we needed to confirm here. And then, if you were to be able to obtain these medical records from the hospital, how would you be able to send these to the attorneys? Would it be mail, electronically, or both?
I don't know, because maybe by mail, but I don't know how to obtain them, so maybe by mail
Maybe by
I
mail.
will.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can speak to the attorneys about that as well. Okay, they should be really helpful with you. Okay, they should be understandable with that. Because they should be able to pull up your medical records, so that shouldn't be an issue, okay?
Yeah.
And then
Okay.
we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
At this moment, let me
No?
see.
Oh, you said yeah. Oh, sorry.
I have no one at like most of my family went back home.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and I don't want to peer pressure you to put an emergency contact. That's why at the end of that, I always mention it's totally optional to you. So if you don't want to provide an emergency contact, that's totally okay. It's totally up to you.
I'm trying to find my.
Yeah, take your time. If you are trying to put one up and you're looking for in your contacts, take your time, okay? I don't want to rush you.
678.
Alrighty, hold up. First, we'll start off with their name, okay? Can you give me the spelling of their first name?
J A Y A N N.
Okay, Jan. And then can I get their initial of their last name? Just the initial.
W.
W, thank you. And then now can I get their phone number?
678.
678.
799.
799.
4299.
4299. And then what would be their relationship towards you?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, thank you for that. That would be daughter. And then would you like to provide your email? Because it's asking for emergency contact email. You could always put hers, but a lot of people really don't know the other person's email.
You could put mine.
Okay, no worries.
It's Anne-Marie Anderson.
69. Yeah, I have it right here. Thank you for telling me again. Yeah, I found it right here. Yeah. All righty. All right. So yeah, that should have been the last question here. So bear with me. I'm going to put you on a 30-second to a minute hold. I'm going to review the intake, make sure I didn't miss anything on my end before I hit the submit button, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Alrighty. Before I send it, I need to ask, was there any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
No? Alright, and I'm glad to hear that as well. I'm just going to hit the submit button now. Alright, it's just loading up on my end. I'll let you know when it says successful. Alrighty, yeah, it's a successful, so it should come up as guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com. I sent it as a text message and an email, so you should have received it both ways.
Okay.
Yeah. And then while you click on the link and click on the documents, I'm going to mute myself on mine. I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you with my direct number, so you can call or text me if you have any questions. And then feel free to pass that number around to anyone that you may know that may need my help. I'm going to put myself on mute, but call me over if you have any questions on signing those documents, okay? And take your time. I don't want me to rush you as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
All right, Anmer. Yeah, no, I just received it on my end as well. You did a great job. So yeah, basically, like I said earlier, what's gonna happen now? It's gonna take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. Other than that, you have my direct number. So if you have any questions in the long run, feel free to text me or call me, okay?
Okay, your number in the email?
Oh no, I texted you. Oh yeah. Can you confirm if you see my text message? It's from a 949 number. It says hi, Anne Marie. This is Guadalupe. Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's my direct number. Perfect. All right. Well, other than that, yeah, thank you so much. You have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you so much. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.